See, their asthma in children obviously is challenging, and especially when it comes to treatment for with biologic, not many biologics are approved for age less than 12. And here in this study, our colleagues in China looked at systematic reviews, which is a good way to, if these systematic reviews were done properly, they're a good way to assemble data and have a larger population to get some input on response. So they looked at effectiveness of omalizumab in severe allergic asthma in children based on their analysis of 5 systematic reviews. They did look at the quality of these reviews using an AmSTAR score. And most of the reviews here that they picked were assessed to have medium to high quality. So they're good studies that can give meaningful data. And it's a novel approach to look at data other than doing clinical trial. We know that in the pyramid of evidence, systematic reviews come on top if they were done correctly. And so what they found that with moderate quality, based on their analysis, there's a good effect in children and adolescent population on reduction exacerbation with omalizumab. Certainly is reassuring in this allergic asthma population. Now, this was based on, short-term, like 1 year type of studies. And I think the authors suggest that more evidence on long-term efficacy in this population is still needed, because these studies did not look at long-term studies in children. I think the clinical implication from these analyses is very reassuring, especially for pediatricians treating these pediatric asthma patients who are severe, who need biologics. I think the fact that they found in all these very moderate quality systematic reviews, consistent data to show effectiveness of this treatment in reduction exacerbation is very assuring, at least in short-term studies that they included. As the authors correctly suggest, that longer-term implication cannot be inferred from this analysis, but need to be looked at in future studies.